We are in different and difficult times. Father Bob and I have, over the last 3 weeks, focused on the ways that the gospel has intersected with what is going on all around us. For that is what we are called to do. However, this day, Palm Sunday, is the beginning of Holy Week. And as believers in our risen Lord, this week is full of hope. And as Christians, we live in hope. And for this week, we are all called to focus on our Savior's life, his pains, his struggle, his journey to the cross for our salvation. And so that is what I will speak on today. This is, again, a strange Sunday. How are we to experience this perhaps most contradictory of all Sundays? First, we see Jesus as king and soon as sacrifice. It is not the effect that it has had on world history that legitimates the Christian faith, but its strangeness in the world, claims scholar Rudolf Bultmann. And perhaps nowhere is the strange stranger than on the Sunday of the Palms and the Passion. Jesus rides into Jerusalem, the city of God, for the feast of the Passover on a donkey, a colt. He is heralded as king. Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest heaven. The time has come and now is for the liberator of Israel to assert his majesty. The news of the arrival of the Messiah King electrifies the crowd. Jews have been praying for a human king who will wield the kind of political military power that will restore the kingdom to Israel. So in rides Jesus, not on a white stallion, but on the back of a jackass. He comes to take over Jerusalem and the Roman military swordless. He possesses no treasury from which to wage war. He has no generals. He seems to have friends only in low places. He teaches the love of the prisoner, the marginalized, the poor, the widow. He even tells us to love our enemies. And he instructs his followers to pray for their persecutors rather than to respond with violence. For Jesus, the kingdom of God cannot be set up by force. Jesus has rejected the temptation by Satan in the desert. The kingdom comes only through faith, not force. These past weeks, we have seen faith, and we have seen at times no faith, as we heard about Nicodemus, the Samaritan woman at the well, the man born blind, and with Martha and Mary and Lazarus. Jesus did not want a new government. All that would accomplish would be swapping one chain for another in the dungeon of human idolatry. Jesus riding into Jerusalem does not want a new government, but a new people. He desires a converted people with kingdom values, not another set of worldly rulers imposing their will on the people in the name of God. Would a regime run by the scribes, Pharisees, Sadducees, and zealots, who, like the Romans, were concerned about power, prestige, money, and triumphalism, be any less repressive of the poor and the irreligious and the outcast? The kind of faith which Jesus speaks and which he calls us to enter requires wholeheartedness. And it is this trait which underlies and brings to life the Paschal mystery we are entering this Holy Week. C.S. Lewis, in the Screwtape Letters, depicts the main character Wormwood and his demonic cohort seeking to instill among the followers of the enemy the attitude of Christianity and. That is, Christianity and career. Christianity and personal fulfillment. Christianity and self-interest. Pretty soon, Wormwood tells them this dividedness will give way to what they really want, a reversal of priorities, career and Christianity, personal fulfillment and Christianity, self-interest and Christianity. A half-hearted, tepid faith resting on the wobbly stool of cultural Christianity. How can we make this Holy Week and Easter our personal communal revival? Die with Christ to be raised with Christ. Re-experience the acts of love by which God has redeemed us through Jesus Christ our Lord. The Final Supper. The passion of the foot washing, Gethsemane, the cross of Golgotha, the death and burial of Jesus, the Lamb who takes away the sin of the world. Gather to vigil and pray and to wait for Easter. Folks, we can still do this week, and we can do it together. Rearrange your life around the wholeheartedness of faith. For if we don't, we remain of little faith. Today is not just Palm Sunday, it is Passion Sunday as well. Today, the Jesus train takes us all the way to Golgotha in the reading of the Passion narrative. Although Good Friday will provide a prolonged visit to this place, we cannot let the palms of today overshadow the train's last stop. To give us a sense of Jesus' path to the cross, a Jewish folktale has been adapted in Stories for Telling. It is said that a young convert approached a bishop and said, "I have heard of a young man who seems to have gained control over large crowds. He advocates the breaking of the law, claims to perform miracles, and even says that he speaks directly to God. Finally, he denounces the rich and members of the clergy." And the bishop replies, "I appreciate your willingness to report such a fanatic. Unfortunately, we seem to have more of these types of people today than ever before. We shall arrest him and charge him with blasphemy and upsetting the public order. And if he fails to repent of what he is doing, we shall have to put him in prison where he won't hurt innocent people. Tell me his name, and I shall see that he is arrested." And the convert says, "Your zeal in these matters is greatly appreciated. I believe he has many names. Most people simply call him Jesus." And so today, we chronicle how the cheers for Jesus turn to jeers. The jubilation turns to vilification. And the Son of God dies. The stage is set. Let the hope of Hosanna's sound, and let us go forward with him together.